At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is the third verse of the seventh chapter of Hebrews. Without father, without mother, without descent. And this without descent, that simply means no one particular is used the term of this world he descends from. And this is what have thrown a lot of people off. So they didn't fool with this because truly the scripture doesn't give too much record about Melchizedek. We know that he was called the King of Righteousness, the King of Peace, which is also the King of Salem, which is the kingdom, King of Righteousness. Or should I say the King of Peace. And the scripture, we know that he was also called other names. And I should use the term referred to. And this is the reason why a lot of people didn't fool with Melchizedek. But Christ, which means anointed, that has always been. Because Jesus quoted a verse in the temple once. He says that as the scripture says, the anointing of God is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. All right, Melchizedek was more like the anointing of God because there has always been priests. But these priests was in man level. They was in the realm of man, which is sin. They had to first offer up their sins first and then the people's sin. So even at that time, God had he always had connection. That was a way where man could make connection with God. Notice that the scripture says, abideth a priest continuously. Amen. So if he abideth a priest continuously, then what happened? That proved to you that it has to be the Spirit of God. Amen. Now think about this. He was also called the Son of God. Am I right? Melchizedek was called the Son of God. Now, anything to be a Son of God has to descend from God, which is a seed. How many can see already that the Christ means anointed, has always been. And now Christ is within us. He is within. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, we are that Christ. Because Jesus is manifested through us now. Let's read some more of this. The first verse of the seventh chapter of Hebrews. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. That means Abraham paid tithe to this person. First being by interpretation king of righteousness, after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Notice this now. He was made like unto. Like unto, as the scripture says. The Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Everlasting. Apparently, as the scriptures say, he would always be a priest. Am I right? All right, now, if you would go with me, please, to the first chapter of Revelation. Now, I just want to show you we're just going to kind of like do a little skipping here, but I want to show you a few points. The first chapter of Revelation And the 8th verse. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now this is a little touchy tonight, but it's scripture. How many can see this? Again, the 8th verse again. I am. Don't forget that I am is all through the Bible. I am Alpha and Omega. That means A through Z. That means all. The beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is. Notice this now. Said the Lord, which is. And which was. And which is to come, the Almighty. What would the Almighty be? The highest. The highest. Can you see it tonight? Hallelujah. All right, the 11th verse. How he was saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. The first and the last. The first and the last. In other words, number one. And the last would say, I am number one and all. Just say amen. In other words, it. This is it. Can you see that? This is it. In other words, if I would say, well, listen, say, I am the first John Barber and I'll be the last John Barber. What I would really be saying, I'm John Barber. Can you see this tonight? All right, now. If you notice in the 17th verse, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. He laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. This is it. There's no need of being afraid. What you fear? When you think about that, what you fear? How many can see it tonight? Hallelujah. The 18th verse goes into a little depth of it, you know it. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. That word forevermore simply means forever and more forever. Hallelujah. The 19th verse told John, you write the things which thou hast seen and the things which are. And the things which shall be hereafter. You make a record of what you've seen, what it is, and the thing that is to come. All right, now, if we would go back to Hebrews, the 7th chapter of Hebrews.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And the 3rd verse, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Can't you see that? All right, now, somebody said, was Jesus before Christ being descended in flesh? Then the name was given to be called Jesus. But the question was, what was he before? Somebody said, glory. How many is with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Now, you know, even right now, we that are born of the Spirit, according to the 3rd chapter of St. John and verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Now, if we are born of the Spirit, which is spirit, according to the 8th chapter of Romans and verse 9, you are not in the flesh, but in the what? Spirit. That means we are now without a beginning or ending. Somebody say glory. See, we are no more human. You don't believe it? Try to get human to accept you. Amen. We are not termed as man anymore. Now, I have more scripture to give you to prove we are no longer man. Now, I know he's crazy. Well, you know what? Listen, I want to take time to show you the scripture. This is found in 1 Corinthians. Somebody say, you better show us something. It's good. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And the 4th to 5th verse. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickened spirit. Quickened means alive. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. This is the big verse. The first man is of the earth, that's earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven. We're not like the others. We're really not human. In the sense of speaking, we're not a human man. We are not human. We are divine. When you're born of the Spirit, and where did the Spirit come from? So you came from God, right? You didn't come from below, you came from above. You know what heaven means? Above. Amen. High place in God. High place up. Praise God. Now, Melchizedek, like unto the Son of God. What would that be? He was a heavenly man at that time. Amen. Spiritual. Hallelujah. Spiritual. Heavenly. Heavenly, spiritual. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That's earthly. That which is born of spirit, heavenly, is what? Spirit, heavenly. That's why the scripture said we are in heavenly places. And to make it even plainer to you, we are heavenly places. Somebody said glory. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of what? Heaven. Spirit, life, deliver shall flow out of you. Somebody said glory. Jesus told the woman at the well, if thou knowest the gift of God. What is the gift of God? The Holy Ghost, which is Jesus called the Spirit of Truth. The Christ. Hallelujah. If thou knowest the gift of God, I would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. And verse 14, within you shall be a well of water that shall spring up into everlasting life. What does that mean? Life without end, continuously. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Continuation. Without end, keep on coming out. All right, now. Melchizedek being a priest forever, and Jesus was in the order of him. Praise the Lord. Let us get to a little bit more of this. All right. Hallelujah. All right, back to Hebrews. 7th chapter of Hebrews. Now, most of us know that the Levites preach. Amen. The 14th verse again. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, in which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude, likeness, or order of Melchizedek, there arise another priest. There arise another priest. Now I want to get one thing straight. Jesus have included us as one with him. You know that he didn't say it's more priests. Another priest, which is amen, who is made, think about this carefully tonight, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, that means a bodily, a physical, a natural commandment, but after the power of an endless life, that means he was made after the order of in eternal life. Right. All right, now. That word made. 1 John. 1st chapter St. John. 12th verse. But as many that receive him, to them gave he what? Power to be what? All right, that word become also means to be made. The sons of God. Do you know what a priest is? A high priest of God? Son of God. I want you to think about this. Again, seven chapter Hebrews and verse 16. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Now, are we made in the likeness of Jesus? The likeness would mean the order or the similitude. It means the same. Now, if you would go to the fifth chapter of Hebrews, and along about the fifth verse with me, please. The fifth chapter of Hebrews, along about the fifth verse. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made in high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I what? You know what that means, don't you? Father thee. Hallelujah. Today have I fathered you. In other words, I brought you forth. See, if you begotten of somebody, that means you came out of that person. You descend from that person. That means that person fathered you. Can you get this? All right, now, the sixth verse. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That simply means that Jesus was the total image, likeness, the very form, the very instinct of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Which was always. Why did Jesus say in the 8th chapter of St. John in verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. How many can see it tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The 7th verse, who in the days, notice this now, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears, unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard of the fears of that he fears, through he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of what? Of the eternal salvation to all of them that obeyed him.
Amen.
Call of God in what? After the order of Melchizedek. Through his suffering, through his obeying, he took on the image, the order of the Spirit. Honey, Melchizedek was nothing but the Spirit of God. Now notice this now. If you notice, back in the 3rd verse of the 7th chapter of Hebrews, when it says, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continuously. Jesus was the Son of God. And we are the sons of God. So what did that make us? Make us a high priest. Would you say amen? So what? Turn around and take a hold of somebody here and say, I am the order of Melchizedek. We are after the order of Melchizedek. We are. You know what that means? Spirit. Spirit. That's all. Somebody said, well, preacher said, what make you think this man was spirit? He did not descend from man. Had no father, had no mother. And the thing that put the cap on it, no beginning of days or end of life. Apparently he had no beginning. And he have no end. So now what could that be? Somebody say glory to God. Can you see that tonight? Praise the Lord. But you know what? He was not in the sense where we could be redeemed, because this had to come in flesh, a man. In other words, Jesus, hallelujah, he came through a woman. You know the woman gave him the flesh. Hallelujah. But Melchizedek didn't come that way. That's the reason why Melchizedek could not be the Savior.
That's right.
See, it was by flesh that death came in, that sin came in, according to the 1 Corinthians in chapter 15. Now, it is flesh that's supposed to resurrect death. Would you say amen? So what happened that Melchizedek at that time in the order which he was in could not bring forth redemption for us. He could not recover. With the same man. But Christ came. came descended, which is no other than Melchizedek, except he descended in flesh. And the name say his name shall be called Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. The angel told Mary, said, this thing, how the Spirit of the Most High God shall overshadow thee, and this thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. What was Melchizedek called? Son of God. Son of God is what? High priest of God. Somebody say glory. How many can see it tonight?
Amen.
We are in the order of Melchizedek. We are the order of Melchizedek. The likeness. In other words, Melchizedek, hallelujah, is the high priest of God continuing through us. Now, can you imagine that? Think about this. How could it be? What would the church be without a mediator? That's right. I'm talking about in the olden days. The church would have been redacted, would have been incomplete. Now you know something, it goes all the way back to Genesis.
That's right. That's right.
Now that's supposed to be the beginning. Huh? Hallelujah. That's supposed to be the beginning. It's scripture, it's Bible. This is the word of God.
Amen.
You know something, when you boil this down, what it done really, it is, if I would say, it's more like awakening God's people to realize what is going on. See, you know what? Don't forget, there's never really been a beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Go with me, please, to the 14th chapter of Genesis.
Praise God. Praise God.
In the 18th verse, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God, and blessed him and said, blessed be Abel of the Most High. Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Am I reading that right? Somebody read that 19th verse. Maybe somebody read it loud.
He blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Possessor? We just picked up something new, didn't we?
That's right. Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Somebody say glory.
Glory to God.
Can you see it? You know something, saint, this is not new. It's been here, we have to agree to that, but it's nothing new. What about the 20th verse? Somebody read that, yes. Somebody say glory. Are you with us tonight? Hallelujah. Now, somebody said, preacher says, what is it trying to tell us? You know something? Listen, see, we are part of that which was, and that which is,
Amen.
And that which is to come.
Amen.
To be honest with you, we are Melchizedek now. That's all Jesus was, Melchizedek in a body. Hallelujah. Now listen, you know what? Listen, don't let nobody fool you. God, he had to be close to them that accepted him.
Right.
See, this is the reason why a lot of the Jews missed him. Because they wasn't in knowledge of the Spirit. Jesus opened the book in the temple and said, the Spirit of, should I say, the anointing is upon me. In other words, this is it now. This is what y'all been waiting for. Because without the anointing, how can God manifest? Saints, this is the way God came, is through his anointing. Don't you know we are anointed now? We took it. See, you know what? We picked up the anointing through Christ. That was a time when a priest was inherited by birth. came down. We picked it up through Christ.
Amen.
But it's, huh? But as many that receive him, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. Power of an endless life. Somebody said, "Go." It means the same. Said, I know he's crazy. You know something? Listen, there is a lot of truth in this book. And when we get ready for it, we'll see it. Honey, you ain't going to see it until you get ready for it. Huh? Praise the Lord. See what happens. Now, you know something? We possess this heaven and earth now. You said, preacher, no, it can't be. The Bible didn't say that. But can I ask you a question? If I give you the keys to a house, you have control of that house, right? Didn't Jesus said unto us, he give us the keys of the kingdom? Whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Honey, would that give us possession of heaven and earth? Take a hold of somebody here and said, I'm the order of Melchizedek today. You said, I know he's crazy. I'm not. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. See, saints, listen. Melchizedek never left. Amen. He's still here. To be honest with you, he's greater now.
Amen.
You know why? Because in 2 Kings, what it says, how the stone was cut out with our hand and smoke the image upon his feet, that was Christ.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And
the whole image was destroyed and carried away by the wind. Didn't Ezekiel prophesy to the four winds? Talking about what? The demonstration, the movement of the Spirit. And that stone became a great mountain, right? And filled the whole earth. Don't you know every time a soul is added to the church or to Christ, honey, it's growth? That's the mountain. Somebody said glory. You know what a mountain is? A mountain is more like a mountain is power. Something that's stable. A huge mass. In other words, a mountain in those days was something that didn't move. So that's why he referred to a mountain. That's what he was talking about. In other words, something that's not going to be changed. Something that's not going to be moved. The devil would not push it around. Don't you know that we now, as a church, we are the mountain of God? So what happened? Melchizedek being the anointing of God, the Spirit of God, the truth. See what happened? To be a son of God simply means God descended. That's what it means. The seed of God, the very nature of God. So Melchizedek was likened to the Son of God. Think about it. Likened to the Son of God. But Jesus was made after the order of Melchizedek. But it says Melchizedek was likened to the Son of God. Then Jesus came along and he was made after the order of Melchizedek. I'll break it down to you, likened to Melchizedek. Simply means one demonstration, one manifestation. It just had a different name because it's a different purpose. See what happened that, you know what? God has to have a blueprint to do anything. Everything that's made is made by a blueprint. Am I right? You know, you take people that just work with pictures, you know, paint pictures. Do you know they have to draw a little sketch first before they paint?
That's right. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Hallelujah. You ever seen them? They have to do, and sometimes I've seen people paint without a sketch, but they get the paintbrush and go a little bit. They want to find out how the line is going to go. That's a blueprint. In that person's mind is a blueprint. They can see what they want to do. Honey, if they can't see it, how can they do it? Praise God. I feel God moving.
Amen.
You know what? We need a blueprint to make a blueprint by. Am I right?
Amen.
Even somebody that draws up a blueprint have to have it in their mind. That's still a blueprint someplace. So do you know who Melchizedek? The blueprint of God. Because Jesus was after the order of Melchizedek. Somebody said glory.
Glory.
All right now.
Praise God.
You will go down with me, please, to the 21st verse. 7th chapter of Hebrews and verse 21. For those priests was made without an oath. But this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord sware and will not repent. Again, the Lord swears and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Think about it tonight. Do you know who he's talking to? The church. Saint Christ was the church. He is the church. See, the 17th chapter of Saint John. And verse 21, he said, Father, make them how many with us?
One.
Make them one with us. That means the same. Equal. The image, like it, just like us. In other words, make them us. Make them us. That simply means you can see the very nature, the very existence of God in us. Anything that made in the order of something, in the likeness of something, in the similitude of something, is the same. You give me a blueprint and say, build you a house. If I build that house according to the blueprint, honey, that house is in the likeness, the image, or the order, or the similitude of that blueprint. Think about it. It means the same. We are in the likeness and the image of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What? We become Christ descended by one blood. Not this natural blood, what most people think. The blood simply means like image. See, the problem with most of the saints, we are not walking in the power and the glory that has been given to us. Once we wake up to that authority and know who we are, then demons are going to be cast out. The dead is going to be raised. Souls are going to be saved. People are going to be delivered. You know why? Because, see, you only possess what you know you possess. You are who you think you are. Hallelujah. And Satan have kept this knowledge away from the saints. Because without this knowledge, you are not. How can you be? Don't forget, now listen. When Jesus said, I do as I see my Father do. You know what Jesus was saying? I do as I'm instructed. I do as I see of the Spirit. I do as I'm inspired. How can we be instructed or inspired by the Spirit unless we know what the Scripture says? You got to know what thus said the Word of God before you can see God.
That is it.
Once you come into the knowledge of who you are and the power that you possess and all that ability that is within you, you know what? Paul saw something when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Honey, that was a time if a man would have made a statement like that, they'd have hung him. Don't ever say you can do all things. No, you're a man. You can't do it. Only God can do all things. Well, Paul said, I can do all things. Paul said, we can do all things. Somebody said, glory. Don't let nobody fool you. This is heavy. You know why? Because the saints of God, they are beginning to wake up and realize who they are. Praise the Lord. This is the word, saints. 22nd verse. By so much was Jesus made a what? Of a better New Testament.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Better Testament. This is it right now. You know what the New Testament is? It's New Church.
I see.
To be honest with you, we are the New Testament. Amen. You know what? To be honest with you, saint, as we take on this knowledge and believe what it says in here, I don't care what they do with the Bible, the world can read us and get salvation out of us because we are the New Testament on foot. Somebody say glory to God. They got a book out there called the Living Bible. Honey, we are the Living Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Think about it tonight. The 23rd verse, and they truly was many priests because they was not suffered to continue by reason of death. They died, you know, and there was many priests. It didn't say high priest of God. Now, it was many priests. Am I right? But this man, because he continues ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. In other words, continuation. The same. That which was, that which is, and that which is to come.
Amen.
Somebody say, the Alpha and what? How many can see it tonight?
Amen?
Yes. Amen? Praise the Lord. How many believe it?
Amen.
The Alpha and Omega. It goes all the way back, don't it? Now, who was that that Abraham paid tithe to? Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? All right, now. This 23rd verse again. I want you to think about this. And truly they was many priests because they was not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued ever, had an unchangeable priesthood. The 25th verse. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us. This is what we are now. You mean we can make intercession? Absolutely. Do you know that we are that connecting point of God? What did Jesus say in the 17th chapter of St. Luke in verse 21? Behold, that kingdom of God is within you. But the first chapter of St. Mark in verse 15, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This is in us now. This is all in us. It's all within us. Hallelujah. We are the high priest of God. And we don't change either. Hallelujah. You know something? We like, you know what? You take like a satellite, the satellite the 700 Club have in orbit. You know what it does? It connects 700 Club to us. It's like a mediator, a relay station. In other words, if that satellite don't get the beam, honey, we won't get it. If the satellite don't get the message, we won't get it. Huh? In other words, you ready for this? It just depends on how we feel whether God accepts the world. You said, preacher, I don't like that. I can't help it. We are the mediator. We are like the in-between. We are important. And see, Satan, if Satan can control us, he can control God. That's the reason why the saints have been kept ignorant of the word. We only who we know we are. And as long as Satan can keep us in the dark, he's going to keep the world in the dark. But once we come into the light like a mirror, all that mirror can reflect is what it sees.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We reflect God. Hallelujah. I feel God moving tonight. You know we are male keys today? Melchizedek, Christ, Lord, anointing, the Holy Ghost, Spirit of Truth, beginning and ending, all means the same. It all means the same. You should preach this. Now, how in the world am I going to, if I'm going to sleep on this? Now, you mean the scripture is telling us that we are more than just a man? I heard a song that says, he was more than a man. So are we. See, that's why the world can't accept you. Because you're not of them.
That's right.
Am I right?
That's right.
You're not of it. You know what? Let's face it. The world got to look up to you. And I don't care how humble you may be, you still got to look down to the world. Don't let nobody fool you. God has put you up high. Amen. Don't forget now the 26th verse again. For such an high priest became us. But as many that received them, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. First chapter, St. John, in verse 12. You said, preacher, now listen, this is heavenly, Mac. I know it. And I'm sure you should see it too. You know what? When God people wake up and realize who they are, this is what it's all about. See, Jesus made you somebody. You should, you know what? Most people, the people in the church, they feel that all salvation is what you can't do. I'm sorry, it's wrong. Salvation is what you are equipped to do. Somebody say glory. We can do something now. Before, we couldn't do nothing. We didn't have nothing. Now you can do something. Do you know that you, I'll be honest with you, you know something, listen. Do you realize that God don't even see the world, he sees you? And you the one that sees the world. You said, preach, I don't, huh? Amen. You said, preacher, so that gives us an awful lot of power. What did the scripture say after that? The Holy Ghost has come upon you, shall receive what? All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what you're supposed to have power. Glory to God. Amen. He gave his disciples power against all the unclean spirits. Do you know we are disciples? The word discipleship simply means a follower. Are you a follower of Christ? Discipleship simply means anybody that is trained or taught or instructed by anybody. We are disciples of Christ. We have power. We have authority. We are Melchizedek. Glory to God. When Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, if the scripture is talking about Melchizedek, had no beginning of days, no end of life. He was definitely before Abraham. Huh? Didn't Abraham pay his tithe to him? And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. If Jesus would have went into detail and said they paid tithe to me, he wouldn't have liked that. They wouldn't have liked that at all. He said, preacher, I don't like this. I can't help it, saint. The difference in Melchizedek and Jesus, the Christ of God, that the spirit descend in flesh. But soon that flesh which the spirit descend in became total divine. That's why the 17th chapter of St. John, in verse 21, Father, the hour is come. That means it's here now. Glorified. Let's read just a little bit of that, okay? 17th chapter of St. John. I just want to show you what the scripture says.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is Bible. This is scripture.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ready for this? 17th chapter of St. John, in verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is here. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Him and he, right? And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. All right? Notice the fourth verse. I. First, it was him and he. Now, I. Don't let nobody fool you. The fourth verse is when he took on what he said, that the hour is come. Do you notice that change in there?
Uh-huh.
Who was he talking about before? Can you see that? I want to show it to you again, because see, one thing about the scripture is when you read it, you have to really read it with an understanding. Notice the first few verses. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. Now the second verse. As thou hast given him, why did he say me then? As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. It's him and he. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now notice the change. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self. He ain't said he no more, him. That first part was talking about the physical part. But the fourth verse, that physical became spiritual. That us. Somebody say glory.
Glory to God.
How many, are you with me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Melchizedek. The priest, the high priest. Do you know Jesus could have never offered up himself for salvation for us unless he became that physical part of him, took on that, the fourth verse. He couldn't have did it, because otherwise any man could have hung up on the cross for the sins of others.
Uh-huh.
That flesh, that physical body that he had on him, had to take on the nature of that which was within him. That means God. Don't let nobody fool you, honey. The physical part of Jesus Christ took on God. And when that happened, God could only recognize that which was from him. Because if flesh was still flesh, then why couldn't any man die on the cross? Huh? Why that particular flesh? Honey, that particular flesh was different. That particular flesh was divine. And the blood that fell from his side, glory to God, meant something.
Amen.
Honey, if anybody would have hung up there and bled, in other words, if everybody's blood would have meant something, just a nosebleed would have saved souls. Would you say amen? Honey, glory to God. It wasn't any kind of a blood. But you say amen. How many believe it tonight? You believe it? We are Melchizedek. Glory to God. And we was. We is. And always. Raise your hands and say glory. Said, I know he's crazy now. I tell you, I feel God moving tonight. We're going to go further into this tomorrow night. I tell you, I feel the move of God. I feel God moving. I tell you, I feel the move of God. You said, preacher, what in the world? What is the scripture trying to tell us? Listen, this is not baby food. This is the kind of food that you got to know how to eat and swallow and everything. You put a piece of meat in a little child's mouth, the little thing might just swallow the meat and choke it and kill it. But an adult knows how to chew, knows how to roll it around in your mouth and chop it up real good, you know. Would you say amen?
Amen.
And when they get it ground up real good, then they take it in. See, babies can't do that. Even though they have teeth, you don't give them some strong meat because they don't know how long to chew it before they swallow it. They can still choke off it. Would you say amen?
Amen.
But adults have sense enough to realize how much to ground that stuff up before they swallow it. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Don't let nobody fool you. You got to ground this up before you swallow it.
Amen.
I'm going to believe it.
Praise
take
God.
A hold of somebody here and say, I am Melchizedek today. Are we the high priest? We just read to you, didn't we? Amen. I just want to read this verse again. Hallelujah. One more time. Tonight. 7th chapter of Hebrews and verse 26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Don't let nobody fool you. You are somebody. You are somebody. Glory to God. You are somebody. You know why? Because we are the spirit of Melchizedek. But he's still the high priest. Amen. He's just called by a different name, but he's still the high priest. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what? God never was satisfied until he mixed himself with man. From the very beginning, when he breathed into man the breath of life. You know what that breath of life means?
Amen.
You write it down, it wasn't nothing but the spirit.
That's it.
Man was dead, was nothing. The spirit of God went into, you know what your nostril is? Your take in.
Uh-huh.
Your nostril means your very take in. The spirit of God went into man hard. And he became a living soul. In other words, he became godly. Came alive. And anything that's not of God is dead. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. But you know, on the day of Pentecost, do you realize that according to the 20th chapter of St. John, along about the 21st or 22nd verse, when Jesus breathed on those disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost?
Uh-huh.
Don't let nobody fool you, honey. That breath of life that went into Adam was nothing but the Holy Ghost.
That's
but he wasn't called the Holy Ghost then. Oh no, the Holy Ghost wasn't back then. Huh. It was the Holy Ghost that moved on the face of the water. And when God said, let there be light, the Holy Ghost had to move before the word spoke. The letters kill us, but the Spirit giveth what? Don't let nobody fool you, honey. Without the Holy Ghost, we are nothing. What we preach is nothing. What we say is nothing. I don't care how much a person would know the scripture and understand it. He or she can get up and speak all night, but without the Holy Ghost, you might as well shut up. Because it's the Holy Ghost that makes it the word. The scripture without the Holy Ghost is just letter. But if you put the Holy Ghost with the scripture behind the scripture, it becomes the word. Amen. Somebody say glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we filled with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Don't we have the scripture in our heart? That make us the word too, don't it? Oh, by the way, that's who Melchizedek was too, the word. Somebody said, I know he's crazy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, that would not have been a church. That would not have been a church unless God had a mediator in it. That's what made the church. Hallelujah. Let nobody fool you. It just wasn't in man. It was with man. It was with man, but not within man.
Right.
Melchizedek is in us now.
That's right.
He ain't with us. He's in us. Would you say amen?
Amen.
I tell you, I feel the move of God. You know what moved on the prophets and called them to prophesy about the coming of Jesus? Melchizedek. Amen. You said, preaching, I don't like this. Don't let nobody fool you. See, God, according to the 4th chapter of St. John, in verse 24, God is a what? Spirit. Huh? And let us know God is a spirit. Other words, I was reading a book that says that A shouldn't be there. So what it should be, God is spirit. Well, that does seem logical, don't it? How many can see it tonight?
Amen.
You know something? Listen. What God is doing, he is waking his people up to the power
Amen.
That they have. Why the sister come and play music? I want you just to open it. I feel a move of God tonight. How many can feel like you're taking on a new dimension and power and knowledge? You feel it? Somebody raise your hands and say glory. I tell you, I feel a move of God. Son. I feel a move of God. Praise God. People say, well, preacher said, I just don't know if I can go along with everything. I don't know about this. Don't let nobody fool you. We are that which was, we are that which is, and we are that which is to come. We are somebody. Why? Because we are part of the forever. We are a part of the forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel God moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are somebody. You are somebody now. And you know what it means? God wants us to start acting like we're somebody. Talk like you are somebody. The Lord spoke to me to let my people know that if they speak anything by faith, stand on it. It will come to pass. It will come. You know why? Because God said his word shall not return void. And who are we? He said if they speak it and stand on it, it will come to pass. You know something? We are dangerous too. As far as the world goes. That's right. Glory to God. You know why? Because when you say something, it becomes divine law. Which we're going to probably get more into this, find out what is this Melchizedek. You know what he really was? The true law. And who are we? God's law. You said, preacher, you better watch it. We'll get more into this tomorrow. But see what God is doing now. He is waking his people up to what is going on. You know the thing that is so sad, a lot of these newly converts can eat just a lot better than some of us been around a long time. Been kicking our heels up a long time, amen? Somebody say glory. Praise the Lord. See what happened now, Christ is in us and we are in him. See, the old man's supposed to be dead. I buried mine. They really put away when you buried him. Mine been put away a long time. That old man is not coming up no more. It's the new now. That's why I love that song. I'm a new creation.
Praise God.
Praise God. Brand new person. Hallelujah. Old things just passed away. Hallelujah. It's gone. Amen. It's gone now. Glory to God. We are children of God.
Amen.
Not of the world, but of God.
Amen.
And there is a vast difference.
Amen.
Jesus said that if to him that walk in the light will not only be of that which they shall become the light, what? The light of what? Somebody said glory.
Glory to God.
And even as far as the light of life.
Amen.
You know what that make us somebody?
That's right.
You said, preacher says, listen. So you should be careful what you say. I am careful. I am careful. Honey, the word of God is real. And you know what? God people, they are beginning to realize it. God bless you. This is the place. You can go ahead. As God people begin to realize it and know who they are and know what's going on.
Amen.
You know what salvation is? Salvation is knowing the Savior.
Amen.
Think about it tonight. Knowing the Savior.
Amen.
Satan has kept this knowledge away from God people. You know what? This is how we grow. It's through what you know. And what you don't know, you can't become what you don't know. You have to go to school to be a doctor. You got to know medicine. Don't let nobody fool you. When you graduate, when you come out of that medical school, I would not be able to bring nothing up to you. You're going to know the chemical ingredients of every pill that's on the market. Other words, you are not able to prescribe a prescription. Because somebody said, I got a headache and my toe aching. I got a burning in my stomach. You might prescribe a medicine, and whatever is going on, it would feed it. That's why you, when you graduate from that medical class, you're going to know medicine. And then on top of that, they'll never tell you to go on and use it. They said, practice it. Give you a slip so you can practice medicine. Nobody can't really jump on a doctor because he's got it written on the wall. I'm just practicing. Somebody say glory. That's what gets me, man. That's what upset me, you know what I mean? If you're practicing something, you're not perfect. When you become perfect, you no longer practice, honey. You can do it. Somebody say glory. Amen. He's got a big sign on the wall. She have a big sign on the wall. The authority to practice medicine. Then you wonder, says, who am I? Am I a guinea pig? What you say? Well, to be honest with you, you are. Somebody say glory. You are. Hallelujah. The preacher, I didn't come here to hear that tonight. You're supposed to be giving us good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why they asked you what's wrong with you when you come in there. What you say, man? The first time going to the doctor. He walked to the hospital and sat down and smelled all, you know, what you call that stuff they rub on people on before they shoot them? All that, and said he didn't like the smell of that. So it didn't smell too much different from the funeral home to him. He was sitting down there, and come to find out, he saw the certificate on the wall, practice medicine. Come to find the doctor walk up to him and says, well, what is your problem? He says, he was ready to leave. He said, I was hoping that you'd tell me. Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. But the point that I want to get across, what you don't know, they have to know before they get that certificate that they can even fool around with it. Am I right? And how we are going to become something when we don't know it? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel the move of God tonight. You know why? Because we are male keys today. We are male keys today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Honey, we are the priest of the Most High. We are the priest of the Most High.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All of God is in us. It's alive.
Complete.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes within you. Hallelujah. Ain't no more practicing now, honey. This is real. Christ, like the man of God was talking about, we prophesied in part, we know in part, we understand in part, we speak in part. But when that which is perfect is come, The Holy Ghost shall teach and guide you into all truth. Do you know what the Holy Ghost is? The Spirit of truth is the Spirit of perfection.
Amen.
He's within us now. So listen, through Christ, we should no longer see in part or know in part or speak in part.
Amen.
Honey, it should be all.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Somebody say glory.
Glory.
I feel such a move of God. I feel God moving right now by His Spirit. How many believe it? You believe it tonight?
Amen.
How many believe that you are Melchizedek by the Spirit?
Amen.
By the Spirit. We inherit this. So the oath that he made to Christ, by the oath now, shall be made a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Do you know that's for us? We are forever after the order of Melchizedek. In other words, just like Melchizedek. In other words, the Spirit. Shall be made in the order of the Spirit. What did Paul say? 8th chapter of Romans and verse 9, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
That's
the order, saints. The likeness, similitude, image, blueprint, you name it. And that's the reason why that you shouldn't be afraid of the devil. You shouldn't be afraid of nothing. You believe it? Take a hold of somebody's hand and say, I'm afraid of nothing. Why? Because who is within me is greater than he that's in the world. He, right? What is that he? The Holy Ghost. Melchizedek. The anointing. The Spirit. Eternal life.
Amen.
Huh? Can you see it?
Amen.
And who is he that's in the world? Satan.
That's it.
You know what? God, people that's going around talking about, I want you to pray that I get the victory, that I have the victory. Listen, if you do that, that proves that you're not born again.
That's right.
Because if you are born again, you're supposed to have it.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, if you are born again and Holy Ghost feel, you have it all within you.
Yes.
And it's nothing wrong to let